Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, with a Turkey Day no-brainer. New customers, you can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game, and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And as promised, Dustin, we're going to talk about the defense, which by all rights should have been the headliner of our show. Okay? There was just so much going on with offense, Christian Vaiu, and so on. But this defense has come up big all year long. Lost a couple people to injury on the defensive line. Lost linebacker Curtis Jacobs, who's been such a big factor the last several weeks. Actually had Jonathan Sutherland playing linebacker. And they did not miss a beat, did they?
No, it just looked the same smothering, dominant group as they always are. And, you know, Rutgers can thrive in games where they're outfoxing people. They're going to be, I don't know if there's another opponent in the Big Ten that is going to have less overall roster talent than Rutgers does. And that's just where Greg Schiano is in his build. And it's going to take a few years to try to flush out the players who were there when he got there and replace them with some pretty solid recruiting that he's done. But, you know, he and Mel Tucker are in similar positions where they tried to accelerate their timetable a little bit by utilizing the transfer portal and the new wave of rules by the NCAA, where guys are able to kind of pick and choose where they go and help right away. And I think they've done a pretty good job. I mean, Rutgers has won five games. Michigan State is ahead of schedule because of that. I know it doesn't look like that when they're getting blown out by Ohio State, but the point being with Rutgers is they don't have a lot of talent at all in any of the skill spots. You don't have to respect the quarterback that much. Even, you know, Isaiah Pacheco, you know, he's not the player who's going to kill you. They don't have one player on the roster that you have to circle and say, I definitively have to take that player away. Where Penn State's defense, you know, 11 spots on the field on offense versus defense, I'm pretty sure, you know, 11 for 11, they had the better player. And, you know, you can know that advantage is there, but to play as clean and disciplined and fundamentally sound and everybody flying to the ball, I mean, early in this game, it was pretty clear that they had just stripped away all hope from Rutgers to feel like they were in this game at all. Even when there's nothing, I don't think Greg Schiano or anybody on that Rutgers sideline felt like they had any shot to win this game. And then just, you know, the way we closed up quarter number two, talk about Jordan Stout, that was a little, you know, salt in the wound there, because, you know, they tilted the field in Penn State's favor, and the defense kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And then they just maintained that by dropping in punt after punt after punt inside the 10, inside the 5. So it all combined to just make Rutgers feel like they couldn't really breathe on offense. You know, just a smothering, really good performance. And it's a group, Jim, that probably deserved better than the way the season has gone for them. You know, I think James Franklin has used the term championship caliber football or championship level football. And his defense is good enough to have won a Big Ten title. You know, you see what they made Ohio State work where nobody else has. They've just been so good every single week, showing up, good opponent or not. And this was just another good example of them continuing to swarm and play with a lot of intensity, even a noon kickoff in November against a Rutgers team that didn't bring a lot to the table. So good on them for maintaining that style and level of play.
And shutting out Rutgers, we always, you know, use the sports analogy to another sport like baseball. They pitched a shutout. I'll tell you what, through three quarters, keeping Rutgers from even crossing midfield, you could say they were throwing a no-hitter pretty much through three quarters also. You've coined the name Jahan freaking Dotson over the last several weeks, and it's really fitting. Is it fair to say we also have Jaquan freaking Brisker on defense?
Yeah, I think, I mean, these are both freakish athletes, so why not have freaking be their middle names? But I think Jaquan Brisker is the equivalent on defense. And I think I saw this past week, he's in the first round conversation now among defensive players. And why not? Like, he looks like, right now, he looks the part of a pretty dominant NFL player with the right frame, the right speed, all the recognition, all the competitiveness, you know, all these different things. Like, he's got the physical skills, but he's super smart and he is super motivated to make a play at all times without getting too far away from himself. You know, we've given the criticism of Brandon Smith, who's got similar projection. He's capable of delivering a big play at any time, but you can get a little reckless within that style. Jaquan Brisker is capable of delivering a big hit, capable of making a play on the ball. He's capable of making any kind of play without ever losing control of himself. And it's hard to find a player who has such emotion and plays with such passion and intensity who doesn't allow that to happen. I think there's a lot of people from across the NFL who have been watching Jaquan Brisker and seeing, you know, the numbers that he's putting up with Pro Football Focus, the way he's supporting the run game. And in this game, one of the better plays I think I've seen him make, or any Penn State defensive back, was dropping into coverage and recognizing and turning and running with a wide receiver when the ball's in the air, reading the wide receiver's eyes to get your head around to make sure that you're trying to make a play on the ball so you don't get called for interference. We've seen cornerbacks this year, Jim, be put in the exact same situation where they just get in the face of the wide receiver and don't actually make a play on the ball. Here's a safety savvy enough to read the wide receiver's body language and turn around and make a play on the ball a split second before it gets to him. You know, it was just a highlight of A, physically being able to turn and run with the wide receiver, B, making a play on the ball and being smart enough to identify when exactly the right time was to do that. Just an unbelievable player.
And you made the point, getting turned around, that's the key for these defensive backs. That's what causes the penalty. Just turn around. I know it's easy for me to say that, much tougher to do it, but just go do it like Jaquan freaking Brisker, and you'll do well.
I love it.
It was a fantastic play. He's a great player. And also, we talked about in other games when it's a one-score game. Late in the game, he just always seems to come up with a big play, doesn't he? Well, at the end of this game, or in the fourth quarter anyway, the issue at stake was keeping the shutout going. And who makes that very big play at the end? It's Brisker along with Ibukati. Again, at the end, with the shutout at stake this time, he comes up with the big play.
He just, they say in baseball, you know, your weakest defender, you can just expect the ball to be hit there. It's just the karmic reality of the situation. If you don't want the ball coming in your direction, the ball just kind of seems to find you anyway. Well, Brisker wants to be front and center, and he too is finding a way to make sure that he's in the right spot at the right time because he's able to see the field and patrol the secondary so well and just be a leader back there. He's one of the guys that, you know, starting with expectations for him when he arrived from Lackawanna College to now just seeing he's been one of the biggest pleasures, I think, to watch over the last few years.
It definitely has. And we talked earlier about on offense some of the youngsters coming up and making plays. We saw it also in this game. Kalen King, true freshman, saw a lot of action, played well. But it was nice to see Keziah Izzard also showing himself, playing well at that defensive tackle position.
Well, I mean, he's showing right now. And again, you talk about injuries and illness and opportunities, and there's always silver linings to difficult situations. There's no putting a bow on the fact that losing PJ Mustipher hurt might have, you know, his absence might have meant as much in that Illinois loss as Sean Clifford's, his health status. So there's no doubting that PJ Mustafer was an absolute anchor and they needed him. And in that game in particular, could have really used him. But over these last few weeks, you know, we've seen Kaziah Azard start to grow into being a guy that Penn State can rely on, starting to grow from that guy who's, you know, you always have to make that transition from having a world of potential to actually producing on the field and knowing how to make plays and being up to speed. We're seeing him, you know, all these additional reps that he might not have gotten otherwise this year are things that you're going to look back on as being investments in the future. And in this game, you know, he was a wrecking kind of player. He was a hard matchup for Rutgers because, you know, those interior linemen just can't really match the quickness that he's got. But I'm excited to see how much further he can go with this because, you know, I think Alabama was offering him for a reason coming out of high school. I think all these programs wanted him. He's one of those guys who had that SEC build. You know, he's coming out at 6'5", 265. You know, you can hold the line right there and be an interesting defensive end, or you can use all that quickness that comes with being that long, speedy kind of guy and being a disruptive guy at tackle. So we're going to see this kid, you know, blossom into that 6'4", 310, you know, game wrecker type. And I think we're going to look back on a performance like this and maybe one of the first times that we recognized where we think he might be going.
And we've been focusing on the young folks. That's the reason for excitement. That's the headline coming out of this game. But I don't want to make the mistake of not mentioning Derek Tangelo. And after P.J. Mustafer was lost for the rest of the season, he became that main guy. And he's been playing well, but it really showed this week against Rutgers.
And it is such a shame to see on his stat line. He gets credited with 3 tackles, 1 tackle for loss for a couple yards. It felt like he deserved a little bit more, and it's kind of one of those pieces of proof that the stats, especially with defensive tackles, don't always tell the full story. He was very, very disruptive in this game. He was an absolute handful. He's the guy who early on set the tone that they were coming after you, that there wasn't a whole lot they could do along that interior offensive line, that he was coming after you. And just like to your point, all season long, I think objectively speaking, they've asked him to do too much. They've asked him to play too many snaps. But this did not look like a guy who was worn down, who needed a breather, who wanted a breather. He looked like he could have just kept playing and playing and playing. And he's been playing at a really high level. And I think this year, this whole season, just like Ebiketie, I think Derek Tangelo has made himself a little bit of money. I think he's taken the opportunity of being in bigger games, and he's shown up and he's delivered. And I think he's on some NFL teams' radars right now. And I think he deserves that.
I hope so. And this was a fitting final game for him at Penn State. Stick around. We got more to talk about in quarter number 4.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.